This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, it looks like the media's panties are all up in a bunch because President Trump, this is so ridiculous, President Trump has been taking a medication to promote hair growth or to actually prevent hair loss. And people are all, you know, upset, wissy about it. I don't want to say the word I want to say. Because he didn't disclose that he was taking this medication for his hair. Why is everybody so infatuated with his hair? Honestly, I mean, don't we have bigger things to be concerned about? And this is why I think a lot of countries look at us like a joke. Right? One of the biggest headlines today is Donald Trump's hair and that he did not disclose that he was taking a medication that could be helping him with his hair. Really? I don't care. Okay? If Hillary was losing her hair and she was taking a medication to help her prevent hair loss, what I there's a product that my hairdresser told me about, Nioxin, because one small part of my head was starting to thin with hair, and I got a lot of hair, as you could see. And I was like, I don't understand. Why would I be starting to thin in one area? So she had me use this topical thing, Nioxin, which is kind of, it's a little stronger than Rogaine. And, I mean, it worked. And the hair seems even and everything seems fine and dandy. I mean, so if I was running for president, I would have to tell you guys that I was taking Nioxin. Would I have to tell you what brand underwear I wear? Would I have to discuss the maxi pads? Well, by then probably I wouldn't be having periods, I guess. So I guess everybody's panties are all up in a bunch because Trump takes finasteride. So his personal physician, Dr. Harold Bornstein, is still talking to the press, and he discloses that Trump takes a couple of previously undisclosed drugs, finasteride, which also decreases prostate size, and it's also used for hair loss, and he uses another drug for rosacea, which is a skin problem that you can get. Many Caucasian males during the springtime will start getting this red red type of rash on the face. And so rosacea is a very common problem that many people treat. And so according to the Times report, they say President Trump takes medications for three ailments, including a prostate-related drug to promote hair growth, and rosacea, skin problem, and a statin for elevated cholesterol and lipids. And we know he's been taking a statin. I think he also takes a baby aspirin. All right? So why did he leave that, okay, out of the loop? Okay, I don't care. I really don't care. But, you know, basically finasteride, okay, what it does is it works by blocking the conversion of testosterone to a more potent form of the hormone, dihydrotestosterone. And we know that high testosterone levels could be related to hair loss, as well as enlarging the prostate for benign prostatic hyperplasia. Now, I believe Donald Trump's prostate is normal size. And again, I really don't want to sit here and talk about the prostate of Donald Trump. But if he's on finasteride, that may be the reason. Now, there was a study, I believe, a long, long time ago, before I went on air. So this was in the O's and not the teens of the 2000. See, you know, pretty soon we're going to have to be like the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, that kind of thing. But it's the O's and the teens, I guess. So back in the O's, I thought there was a study that came out saying that people taking these medications put themselves at risk of a more aggressive prostate cancer. And so I told my patients that if they are taking that medication, we need to watch their prostate closely until more data comes out. So it's a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, and it's usually used for enlargement of the prostate gland in men, but they have found that it also prevents hair loss. And so maybe that's why Donald Trump has the type of hair that he has. All right? A very kind of silky, thin, but it covers. It covers what it needs to. You know, I don't know, you know, because I like to look at the whole psyche and the, you know, personalities of these. You know, I don't know if Donald Trump ever tried to go for the I'm good looking. Okay, I don't know if he's ever done that. I remember the Bushes used to be very good looking when they were younger. So I wouldn't be surprised if they were trying. And then, you know, Ronald Reagan, cowboy. You know, Nixon was a football player, so he might have tried to be a stud. Jimmy Carter, I don't know. I don't know what Jimmy Carter, you know, and then, you know, Bill Clinton, yeah, he thought he was all that. So it's very interesting. You know, they call Donald Trump a narcissist, you know, but, if he's worried about his hair, yeah, a lot of men are worried about their hair. I don't think he, even though, yes, he could have some narcissist qualities, I don't see him as somebody running around thinking, you know, I'm hot stuff. I just don't. So, we go back to the question of how much information are we allowed to know when it comes to our president? Now, I mean, when do they get privacy? When do they get offered the same privacy that, you know, we all do with our medical records, even though that's up for debate whether our medical records are private at all? They're supposed to be, though. I mean, you know, with Hillary Clinton, we were all over that. Hillary Clinton, you know, almost face planning when, you know, a September 11th memorial when she had to, you know, be taken to the car. That was scary stuff. You know, you don't want to think that your president could die. You don't want to think that your president has an arrhythmia or has another blood clot. And so it was very pertinent then. And then, you know, we look at Donald Trump. What it's not pertinent, it's pertinent to. You know, he's a man, I believe he's 70, 71, I forget. And, you know, I think one of the oldest men to become president. And so, yeah, you're concerned. You know, about his health, you're concerned that he could make it, which is why a vice presidential pick is always so important. And, you know, we wish them long lives, all involved. But, I can understand if they were concerned that if he had a cocaine habit or if, you know, multiple blood clots or, you know, but him taking a medication for his hair and him not, you know, they're trying to make him out like he's a liar. And I, you know, look, if that's what the media wants to do, you know, fine. But personally, do I give a damn about his hair? No. You know, I think men that go bald, you know, can still be good looking. I don't care if he loses his hair or not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The doctor who came up with the alkaline diet is facing jail time. Why? Don't go away. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800- 800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we were just talking about Tom Brady. I think it was yesterday or the day before, about his diet. I still don't have the injury report, the NFL injury report right now for both Patriots and for both Falcons. And the Falcons say no injuries yet to report. Usually we get it a day or two before the game. Even though I think a lot of us are anticipating the Patriots win, Falcons has never won the Super Bowl, and I think this could be their year too. So I really need the NFL injury report to help us decide. I really do. And we were talking about how the reason why Tom Brady, being 39 years old, going on 40, is looking so good. That's looking so good. Is because he eats 80% alkaline, 20% acid. Apparently he doesn't really eat a lot of fruits, and he has never eaten a strawberry. And mind you, that is something I would like to do on my bucket list. I would like to be the one that feeds him a strawberry. Okay, anyway. Well, the doctor behind the alkaline diet, we are being told, is facing jail time. Apparently, Jennifer Aniston swears by the alkaline diet, Kate Hudson. And, you know, it's been in the news for so long, and it's been such a trend to go alkaline. But I guess the news isn't so good now. Robert Young, Ph.D., faces prison time for practicing medicine without a license. The BBC reported last week he also allegedly defrauded terminally ill cancer patients, treating them with baking soda infusions instead of traditional medicine treatments. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Ooh, that's bad. He co-wrote the book The pH Miracle in 2010, claiming that diseases are caused by acidity in the blood. His theory inspired a series of high alkaline diets and cleanses aimed at balancing pH levels by eating fewer foods that metabolize into acidic components in the body and more that metabolize into alkaline ones. And, you know, I told you that if your liver, or if your kidneys and if your respiratory system are working properly, you are always adjusting for acid changes. And so, yeah, you don't want your kidneys to work harder or you don't want to breathe harder. But you know how, let's say you eat a candy bar really quickly, you know, and then you do some exercise and you start to breathe heavier. It's because you're trying to blow off more CO2. Apparently that candy bar might have been a little bit more acidic for you. Or your body just didn't want the extra carbs. And so, you know, in terms of was there a lot of science behind it, I like the logic. But, you really don't have the power to change your pH that much because your body is adjusting it all the time. In 2013, Victoria Beckham tweeted a photo of an alkaline diet cookbook. And then this set off a flurry of interest. So Jennifer Aniston, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kirsten Dunst, Kelly Ripa have also voiced high support for this. And then I guess Kate Hudson had a book, I guess Pretty Happy, Healthy Ways to Love Your Body. And there's even bottled alkaline water that has been, I guess, out there. It tastes good. I've had alkaline water. It does taste good. And that's been promoted out there. But in 2016, Dr. Young, right, founder of this theory, was convicted of practicing medicine without a license. That carries a prison sentence of up to 3 years and 8 months. A jury was deadlocked on several other charges against him, including defrauding patients out of money. Prosecutors argued that he led terminally ill cancer patients to believe he could cure them with expensive baking soda treatments to flush dangerous acid out the body. He told them at his California ranch, the San Diego Union-Tribune reported that Young would be retried for theft by fraud and other charges. So I guess he would take people to his ranch, and then he would talk to them about these baking soda treatments. Again, to alkalize. Young had touted himself as a doctor and a naturopath over the years, but his doctorate in nutrition is from a non-accredited, now defunct, correspondence school, they say, and he does not have a medical degree. Now that gets all of our doctors' panties all up in a bunch. This week, BBC reported on one of the cancer patients, a 27-year-old British woman, who flew to California and paid Young more than $77,000 in 2012 in hopes that his treatments could save her life, and she died after spending 3 months on his ranch. The reporters asked Young if he felt remorse for his actions, and he told them he did not because of the thousands, if not millions, of people that have helped through the alkaline diet program. But, again, not a lot of evidence to support the theory. Now, for me, the reason why I haven't criticized this alkaline diet too much is because if many of you are avoiding sugar and chocolate and refined breads and opting for vegetables and lean meat, I'm going to shut the hell up. Do that. That's great. And if you're doing it because you want to do the Tom Brady alkaline diet, fine by me. All right? I get that. But would I ever tell anybody go alkaline? No, I would tell everybody to eat your vegetables, eat your lean meat, and stay away from sugar for the reasons that have been scientifically proven. Okay, sugar's bad. Sugar's sticky. Sugar's a compound that your body was never really designed to deal with such high levels, which is why so many of us get diabetes. We're not supposed to be eating fatty meats. We're supposed to be eating lean meats. That's why God made fish, even though we hate fish. We're supposed to be eating fish. Fruits and vegetables, and I'm fine with fruit if you want to eat fruit. I think fruit's very important. It helps you poop. So it's been very, very difficult when people, but then again, when I see a family, all right, and the, you know, of older family, you know, and they are just smiling and excited and happy that they're doing this. And they, like I said, they have a diet that seems to be very, you know, well-rounded and, you know, not hardly any junk food. I will support them and I will encourage them. And if they want to call it alkaline, that's fine. So I, you know, if it's, and with a lot of more natural or alternative concepts out there, if it's not hurting you and I like the premise, okay, and you feel better, I'm going to let you do it. But the problem we have is we have a lot of people out there that are not doctors, that are not nurse practitioners. They are not physician assistants. These are not people that are taking care of patients, right, you know, in the traditional way, that claim they're, you know, medical professionals. And you know, you could be a doctorate in homeopathy and naturopathy, et cetera, and do that line of medicine in that field and be very good and very revered. But when you try to go off into other things, like, yeah, you know what, we're going to do a baking soda thing. I mean, that doesn't follow naturopathy or homeopathy or allopathy or osteopathy or chiropractic. It doesn't follow those. And so that's what makes me nervous. And so you have people say, yeah, he's, you know, I get this all the time. Dahlia, there's this radio doctor, there's this doctor, there's this doctor, you know, and it's really frustrating because when I started, nobody thought I was a doctor. Nobody thought I was an MD. Nobody thought I was, they thought, oh, she's probably, you know, saying she is because it's a catchphrase. And, you know, I busted my butt in medical school. I treated thousands and thousands of patients. And then after, and opening up my own practice and treating thousands of patients and working in an ER and working in urgent cares and now teaching students. Now, I'm not saying I'm the only type of person that should ever be on air. There's a lot of real good medical providers that are out there on air. But when somebody practices medicine without a medical license, that's a crime. And you are using that doctorate inappropriately. Getting a doctorate in something is a gift. A doctorate in physics, a doctorate in education, a doctorate in medicine, it's a gift. And you have to show responsibility with that. So if you have somebody saying, yeah, come to me because I'm a PhD, and I forget what his PhD was in nutrition, all right, if it was verified as that, yes, if you are a doctor in nutrition, then you could see people for nutrition. But infusing baking soda to me is not within that realm of practice. And I don't think most states would even allow him to practice such as that. So this is bad. So foods recommended for the alkaline diet, okay, are like fresh fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds that are high in antioxidants and fiber. You're supposed to avoid meat, dairy, refined sugar, caffeine, and anything processed, which a lot of people are already following. It's just as easy to say I'm going alkaline. So for any of you that were duped, I'm sorry. This doesn't necessarily mean the alkaline diet is false. You know, you've had people that have committed crimes or that are kooky and, you know, do deliberate things. But there could be some brilliance coming out of them. It's just they're calling it the alkaline diet. And, you know, it's something that we've been telling people to do anyway, whether it's alkaline or not. I would like to see some science behind it before I recommend it. But right now, I just tell everybody eat better. But, you know, this does not mean Gwyneth Paltrow and Kate Hudson and Jennifer Aniston are all going to drop the alkaline diet by any means. It just means the guy who wrote it could be a fraud. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Doctors report that a gay Canadian man contracted HIV even though he had been taking daily medication to ward off the infection. Based on a genetic analysis of the virus, it was determined that the 43-year-old Toronto resident was infected with a strain of HIV that has become resistant to the anti-HIV drug Truvada. Now, Truvada has been very popular as being PrEP, the pre-exposure prophylaxis that many people who don't have HIV are taking so that they can prevent, you know, being not exposed, but prevent acquiring HIV if having unprotected sex or if while they're, you know, using protection, still unfortunately exposed. And so we've been watching Truvada and waiting to see if we're going to see more resistance. I believe about 6-7 months ago, there was some discussion that there was somebody who possibly was Truvada resistant. This is done by a report author, Dr. David Knox, who is a doctor with the Maple Leaf Medical Clinic in Toronto. It's really cool, the maple leaves. And, you know, have you ever had maple syrup in Canada? It's like really, really yummy. They say, however, HIV experts say this does not mean a completely drug-resistant strain of the virus is on its way, which unfortunately could, you know, lead to a huge crisis with AIDS, unfortunately, like we saw back in the 80s and 90s. They say the number of highly resistant strains for Truvada is still very low. According to Greg Millett, Vice President and Director of Public Policy for AMFAR, the Foundation for AIDS Research, less than 1% of people living with HIV have a highly resistant strain. I do not have a concern that this is the beginning of a huge wave of multi-drug resistant HIV, according to him. Now, Truvada contains two drugs that inhibit HIV from replicating. These reverse transcriptase we've talked about, where rather than having DNA, the HIV virus has RNA. They inject it into the host cell, which is a human T cell lymphocyte with CD4. And they use an enzyme, reverse transcriptase, to convert that RNA into DNA. And then that DNA codes for it to replicate and expand, etc. So blocking that reverse transcriptase basically makes the host DNA not fall vulnerable to the HIV. They're hoping. So, in 2012, the U.S. FDA administration approved its use in uninfected adults to prevent the spread. The strategy of taking an oral daily dose of Truvada to ward off HIV is called PrEP, the pre-exposure prophylaxis that we talked about. Daily PrEP, from what we understand, is supposed to reduce the risk of acquiring HIV from sex by as much as 99%. I don't think I have the numbers on HIV through IV drug use. The Toronto man began taking oral Truvada back in April 2013, according to the report published in the February 2nd issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. Pharmacy records showed that he had been taking the drug as prescribed, but after 2 years of successful PrEP, a screening test revealed that the man had contracted HIV. We looked at the genetics of this particular strain of the HIV and proved there were mutations to counter both medications used in PrEP. The man was not using condoms during sex, which is still recommended. We still want you to do, for complete protection, still use a condom. Condoms plus PrEP equal our best protection against HIV infection, according to Dr. Knox. However, the man also did not have any other sexually transmitted diseases, which could also increase the risk of HIV infection. So having herpes, having syphilis can also, HPV, help bring HIV in. But no. Both Knox and Dr. Millett said the case shows that doctors need to keep an eye on the evolution of HIV. We should be monitoring the rates of these mutations that are occurring in individuals with HIV, and we should be vigilant for unique cases in PrEP users. They say this case also highlights the need for more anti-HIV drugs that can be used in PrEP. They said it's an argument for us to have a range of PrEP products and agents to be developed in the future. In the meantime, people at high risk for HIV should continue to take PrEP. There are right now tens of thousands of people we believe taking it. And there are only two documented cases of people who are infected. Remember the one from before and this one. They said, I wouldn't use this case as a reason to stop taking it or to dissuade anybody from initiating PrEP if they're at high risk for HIV. So we talked about why more and more individuals, right, haven't been on PrEP and why many doctors, I think one of my listeners said, why aren't many doctors writing, you know, the PrEP, the Truvada for people? Well, because it's a very, very high-maintenance drug in terms of what the patient needs to do and what the doctor needs to do to make sure the patient complies. We are not allowed to give you Truvada if your liver enzymes are off. So we take a liver test. Then we have to wait for that liver test to get back. Sometimes what we'll do is we'll give the prescription and say, don't take it until you call us and you get your liver results. But it's very tricky. Because, you know, if it, you know, injures the liver, you know, the doctor's liable. So many doctors say, just wait, let's check your liver. If your liver's healthy, next time I see you, I'll start you on it. But then when you're on it, we need to check you also for hepatitis. We have to make sure you don't have hepatitis. And we have to watch your liver every 3 months. So many of my patients were not coming back. And they were calling in for a refill. And I'm like, no, I have to check your liver. And a lot of them in the beginning were furious. They go, well, my friend doesn't have to go to the doctor every 3 months and get his liver checked, and he doesn't do any blood work. I'm like, but you have to. And it's because the HIV doctor in town who takes care of my patients with HIV, said, Dahlia, you making sure you're doing this? Check the, you know, if you're going to prescribe the Truvada, you got to be on that liver. You got to be also checking the hepatitis all the time. So, you know, for me, I didn't mind. I had a healthy population. I had a very large population of men who had sex with men. So I got comfortable writing Truvada as long as they followed protocol. If they didn't follow protocol, no. I said, I can't do it. I can't give you the prescription without knowing what your liver is. And there were a couple patients I had to stop the Truvada because the liver enzymes went too high. So I had them go and see the gastroenterologist. The gastroenterologist took a look at him and said, look, let's get your liver back to normal. And see, because Truvada only comes one dose. It has two pills in it, but there, you can't, like, take a lower dose. It's either Truvada or not. Now, early on in 2012 and 2013, many doctors didn't write the Truvada because they said, but look, I don't want a patient having a false sense of security and not using a condom. If they take the Truvada, they could go ahead and have sex without a condom. And I would rather they still use the condom. And so many doctors did not like the idea that Truvada was out there as a result. And lending evidence to that was, it looks like this patient was having sex without a condom, feeling that false sense of security with Truvada. Now, for me, I'd still prescribe it because I don't want somebody not, you know, having that extra protection. But looks like that is happening. So a couple things are happening. Number one is Truvada is not 100%. That 99% may be true, and that 1% chance that he got it, he got it. Or the other is, as they've been discussing, we're looking at resistant strains. Remember, HIV is one of the smartest, shiftiest viruses out there. And that reverse transcriptase way of changing their RNA to DNA and making the host then later propagate it leaves a lot of room for mutations. So it's very easy for a virus to mutate to where the Truvada, nothing, won't touch it. So I am concerned. No, I wouldn't tell people to stop using it, but I would use this as an opportunity to remind everybody, wear condoms. If you are heterosexual, wear condoms. HIV is out there. And remember we talked about how I believe 60 to 65% of worldwide HIV is in women? So this idea that women don't get HIV is BS. Okay? Heterosexuals can get it. People who use drugs. People that are getting a tattoo with a bad needle. And people having unprotected sex. Serious stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a single dose Zika vaccine is showing that it's working on animal studies. It's a single low dose of the vaccine. And it shielded mice exposed to Zika for 5 months after the shot. Monkeys exposed 5 weeks after they were inoculated also were not affected by the virus. So we observed rapid and durable protective immunity without adverse events. 5 months? I'm not sure where the 5 months comes from. That's probably all they tested. I mean, what happened at 5 months in one day? However, during a significant season, 5 months could... You know, if we don't have any vaccines, I'll take 5 months or nothing. It's better than nothing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screens on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 50-year-old man is now paying a huge price for having 5 vodka shots every single day for the past 15 years. And what's circulating on the internet is the picture of his pancreas. The unidentified patient presented himself to doctors in Pennsylvania earlier this week after suffering abdominal pain and diarrhea for months. But doctors who conducted the test after he began to vomit blood discovered that it actually was chronic pancreatitis. You know, people come in with abdominal pain and diarrhea. You're like, oh, it's the stomach flu, or you had some bad food, or, you know, yeah. Well, when they ran some tests, they realized that his, and they probably looked at some pancreatic enzymes, they looked at his liver enzymes, and then they scanned his abdomen. And they found that the pancreas was calcified. More, I've never seen calcification such as this. The calcium deposits where it just basically hardens and you have a hardened pancreas that can't work. His liver doesn't look as bad as I expected it to, and the kidneys look okay on this CAT scan. But boy, is it a nasty looking pancreas. And this is a case report published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Scans showed the deposits. Experts say the extreme nature of the patient's symptoms illustrate the dangers of uninterrupted alcohol consumption. Dr. Yuvraj Sadai, the man who treated him at Mercy Catholic Medical Center in Derby, added that while some calcium deposits are normal among heavy drinkers, such high quantities are incredibly rare. He added that such calcification occurs because alcohol intake causes pancreatic cells to release a tissue-damaging enzyme. This tissue-damaging enzyme sparks inflammation. Calcium, which is naturally present in your body, then gets trapped in the swollen areas, and then it starts to cause a blockage. Then the pancreas can't function, and then it's a vicious cycle. So in this instance, the patient was given enzyme supplements to assist in the digestion of food and was forced to undertake addiction therapy because he has got to stop drinking alcohol. Now, maybe the liver might repair itself, but not the pancreas. According to the NHS, long-term alcohol misuse is responsible for around 7 out of every 10 cases of chronic pancreatitis. Less common causes could be smoking, an immune system issue that's, you know, attacking the pancreas, certain genetic mutations, chronic gallstones, and it could affect anybody. But we see this a lot in middle-aged men, 45 to 54 roughly, where they just don't, you know, they just didn't kind of graduate from their young days of drinking and they just kept on it, which is why we're always so obsessive about the youth drinking, because we forget that many of them will become addicted and then they'll turn into 40, 50 year old men with medical issues, with diabetes, with dementia. You know, nobody talks about that. You know, they're like, oh yeah, well, he must have turned alcoholic because of his job. What if the guy never stopped drinking? Right? We see this all the time. We have kids that drink like crazy, and then we see a group of middle-aged people that drink. And you're like, well, they're not two separate things. It could be the same thing that just never got solved. So this comes after Johns Hopkins University researchers found last month that drinking to forget actually strengthens bad memories. They found evidence that alcohol not only prevents you from forgetting bad memories, but makes them stronger. And it does this by strengthening nerve cells connected to the brain's fear response center. Your pancreas you don't want to mess with. That pancreas will become permanently damaged. Then you can't make insulin to digest your sugar, so you could easily become a diabetic. It could very easily, having chronic pancreatitis, cause backflow pressure to the liver. You could go into liver failure even. We do not mess with the pancreas. That's just something we don't do in school. And so it's unfortunate that 5 shots of vodka, right, which, and some of you will say, come on, I mean, you know, there's little shots. Right? And maybe you didn't take all 5 shots at once. Maybe what happened is at lunch or right after work, happy hour, he did a couple shots with his friends. Then he comes home, maybe does one more, and then before he goes to bed, he does one more. You know, it really amazes me how, as we were talking about with the Tylenol study in the first hour, where people don't realize that a day is very, very long, and you think the morning was like days away, but that still counts in that 24-hour process. Your body looks at a day as 24 hours, just like you and I do. And so if you do something in the morning, do something at lunch, do something at dinner, or do something at night, you could very easily overdose. And you're thinking, but oh my gosh, the morning was so long ago. It's not. Okay? Or what about the night before? Let's say your 24 hours starts the night before. You take something to go to sleep. That's like, well, that was yesterday. Then you take something in the morning. Then you take something at lunch. At the end of the day, take something at dinner. That's still under your 24 hours. And you're like, yeah, but I only had some last night. And, you know, so I think our references are off. I don't think we appreciate how delicate our body is and 5 shots of vodka is way too much. Unfortunately, it's very common, that amount of alcohol that people are drinking. So, you know, check out this image of this calcified pancreas if you can. It's all over the internet, and I'll try to post it later on my Facebook. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting. One of my listeners had sent me an email last night saying that the hospitals are double billing and the doctor is double billing. So apparently his wife was in the hospital, and the doctor sent her a bill, and then the hospital sent her a bill for the doctor's services. And he wanted to know why the doctor was getting paid twice. Now, I'm kind of confused by that because I've never been paid twice for nothing. And so if a hospital hires you, they're sending out the bills. You don't bill them separately. If the hospital hires you, they're the ones sending out the bills. If you are an independent contractor or you have your own private practice and you do a procedure or you take care of a person in the hospital, you can charge for your personal services, but the hospital can't also charge for your personal services. Now, the hospital could charge for the supplies you used, the IV, the medication, the X-ray, the pathology, you know, anything you ordered. But I'm kind of concerned. I mean, I'd kind of like to see what these bills look like, because you can't be charged twice for the same action, for the same data service, for the same service. Now, if the doctor sent you a bill for the day when he saw you at his office, you know, took an X-ray, diagnosed you with pneumonia, and said, wow, it looks like you have pneumonia, I'm going to send you to the ER. Okay? So he did that visit. He's allowed to charge, bill the insurance, and then whatever the insurance says you owe, he bills you. Then you go to the ER. The ER sees you and says, we've got to admit you. This is a little bit, I don't think we can just give you an oral antibiotic. We're going to have to put you on IV antibiotics. We may even want to watch you in case you start to decompensate. So we're going to admit you. Okay, do you want one of the hospital doctors or do you want your own doctor? No, I want my own doctor. So now they call Dr. Smith, who saw you earlier that day, and says, you know what, we're going to admit him. So Dr. Smith says, great, okay, I'll be there tonight after work. Start putting him on this antibiotic, this assist, these breathing treatments, and I'll be there once he's all settled. Then the doctor goes and sees you later that night. Yes, there could be a separate charge. But you shouldn't be getting charged twice for the same visit. Now, the hospital could charge, you know, depending on who they contract, you know, there could be one global hospital fee, but you may get a charge from the pathologist who read the slides. You could get a charge from the radiologist, right? If they contracted out a radiology firm that did the x-rays, you could be charged for the laboratory. You could be charged if it's a physical therapist that's not associated with the hospital. You know, if a hospital cannot afford to hire all these people on staff, which is extremely expensive, and many hospitals don't, then what they do is they subcontract or they take care of the hospital part and the bed and the admitting, and then the people that come in and take care of them come in and do their own separate billing. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.